أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألا يسجدوا لله الذي يخرج القبأ في السماوات والأرض ويعلم ما تخفون وما تعلنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us how Sulaiman alayhi salam was searching for the hoopoe bird. The hoopoe bird, known in the Quran as Al-Hudhud, returned and came back to Sulaiman alayhi salam with some important information. He came across a community, a nation, in Sheba, the land of Saba in Yemen, and he found that they were ruled and they were governed by a very powerful queen. And he explained that she had a very powerful and a huge and a great throne of her own. But what was very concerning is that we found them worshipping the sun. They were making sujood to the sun and they were not prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal goes on to say in ayah number 25 of Surah An-Naml, Allah yasjudu lillah, that is, they do not make sujood to Allah. That community, Allah says about them, they were a community who were not making sujood to Allah. Who is Allah? Alladhi yukhriju al-khaba'a fi as-samawati wal-ardh. He is the one who brings forth whatever is hidden in the heavens and the earth. Wa ya'lamu ma tukhfuna wa ma tu'linun. And he knows all that you hide, all that you conceal, and all that you reveal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. Allah is la ilaha illa hu. There is absolutely no deity. There is no ilah but Allah. Rabbul arsh al-azim. Allah is the Rabb of the great throne. There is no throne greater than that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we find that previously, in the incident before this, Allah made mention of the end. That end was so fortunate that right up to the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that end recognition, and mention of that end is made in the Quran. And we said the reason for that is because the concern it showed towards the well-being of the colony. And Allah loved that quality within the end. It was concerned about their well-being, that they should not be destroyed, and as a result, it earned a spot in the Quran. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention of another creature, and another creation of his, and that is Al-Hudhud, the hoopoe bird. So we find that the hoopoe bird also enjoys this recognition, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it recognition in the Quran. Right up to the day of Qiyamah, we recite the incident about this hoopoe bird and its discussion, its word, the communication that it engaged in with Sulaiman alayhi salam. Ulama say here again, what do we find? We find it also has fikr. It also had concern. It came across the people and it had concern for what? For their religious matter. While the ant showed concern for the well-being of its colony and the other ant, Allah loved that. Here too Allah loves this to a greater extent, that this creature showed some concern for the religious state and the religious condition of a community. So how important that is. It didn't just ignore what it saw. It saw this and it really disturbed the hoopoe bird. It disturbed it to such an extent that it came and related this. That also Sulaiman was a community, and they are not worshipping Allah, they are worshipping the sun. And because it had concern, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it a spot in the Quran. So we are to be concerned about the well-being of others, their well-being, their general well-being, and more specifically, we should be concerned about the state of their religion and the state of their spirituality. These concerns are something that are most beloved to Allah. So Sulaiman alayhi salam responded after he heard what the hoopoe bird had to say. He said, "Qala sanambo, we will see asadaqta, whether you have spoken the truth, am kunta min al-kadibin, or whether you are one of the liars." So what did he tell the hoopoe bird? Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter to the queen of Sheba, to Bilqis alayhi salam. He said, "Idhab bi kitabi hada, take this letter of mine, فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ, and deliver it down to them, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, then turn away from them, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and see what they send back and what the response will be and what they will return. So we find that Sulaiman alayhi salam, he communicates with the queen of Sheba, Bilqis alayhi salam. One thing we learn from this is he teaches the wuku bird etiquette, social etiquette. He says, you are a courier, you are a messenger. Your duty and your responsibility is to go and deliver my letter, deliver my message. The moment you have delivered it, turn away from there, come away. There's no need for you to remain. There's no need for you to spy. There's no need for you to see immediately what the reaction will be. Just go and carry out your task. And this was the etiquette of the royal court, that every messenger, you have one task to do, you fulfill the task and you move away. So even though the communication and even though the letter is addressed to infidels, and even though the interaction is with disbelievers, still social etiquette must be observed. And that's what Sulaiman alayhi salam teaches us and teaches this creature. He says, idhab bi kitabi, take this book of mine, fa'alqi ilayhim, and deposit it there, deliver it, throw it down to them, thumma tawalla anhum. Then observe etiquette. What the etiquette? Then move away from there. You don't have to see what discussion she will now have with her courtiers and with her chieftain and with her officials. Qalat ya ayyuhal mala'. The moment the letter was received by her, she read the letter and then she summoned her court and she summoned her council. She said, ya ayyuhal mala', she said to her official, O chieftain, inni ulqiya ilayya kitabun kareem, an honorable, a noble letter has been delivered to me. Why did she call it a noble letter? Why is it kitabun kareem? A kitabun kareem, a noble or an honorable letter, is one that had a seal on it. So every letter that was sealed was considered as an honorable letter, meaning a letter that has come from somebody of high standing. That is why it is a sealed letter. It was a letter that had come from some high authority, a respectable, honorable person. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he learned amongst the Arabs, there was not this custom to have the letters sealed. But he heard that the Roman and the Persian, when they would communicate, and there were official letters that were sent amongst them, they would have the letters sealed. That is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also started sealing the letters, and he would seal it with his ring. It was a sealed letter that he would send to those kings and to the people in that region when inviting them to Islam. So she summoned her officials, her council, and she said to them, this letter has been delivered to me. Innahu min Sulaiman. It is from Sulaiman. So the first thing you do when you write a letter is introduce yourself. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also. He would introduce himself that this letter is from Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to so and so. So she said that this letter is from a man by the name of Sulaiman. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu. And indeed in this letter it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most kind. Allah ta'lu alayya, do not oppose me. And do not go against me. Do not seek to gain any authority over me. Wa'atuni muslimin, and all of you come to me in submission. That was the message. So the man alayhi salam had sent to her, Allah ta'lu alayya, do not oppose me. Do not go against my instruction. What is my instruction? Wa'atuni muslimin, all of you, you and your entire community, make your way towards me, come towards me in submission as Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Brothers, an ayah of sajidah was recited, so please perform in sajidah before you do.